All right, here we go. Whoa. Okay, yeah, all right. Well, thanks for being patient. A little technical difficulty. I have to say, when I sat down this week to write this message, I don't know how it happened, but I was on my computer, and I ended up on a YouTube channel. And here's what the channel's called. I want to make sure I get it right. The 10-Minute Bible Hour. And the author and host of this channel, name is Matt Whitman. The 10-Minute Bible Hour. It's really a great site. He tackles a lot of biblical issues. He looks at the Bible in particular. And just a wonderful site. He has, I believe, like 90,000 followers on YouTube. So it's a well-traveled site. And what drew me to the site was this episode, an outsider's visit to the Lutheran Church. Fascinating video, which was about 33 minutes long, by the way. I think that's funny. I don't know why. Maybe it's just my silly, I don't know what it is, but the 10-minute Bible hour and the video was 33 minutes. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I don't want to get way too sidetracked. We've already wasted enough time with my microphone. So, but anyway, it was a fascinating look at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in particular. And this man, Matt, I guess he wanted to do something he thought was cool and clever for the Reformation, since, you know, he would classify himself, I guess, as an evangelical Christian. He's obviously a committed Christian, but he's not a Lutheran. And he wanted to learn more about the church that came after the man, Martin Luther. And so what better way to do that than visit a Lutheran church? So what he did was he went to a church down in, I think it was in the St. Louis area, although on the Illinois side of the border, and he went and visited an LCMS church on a Sunday. Very traditional church, you know, I guess in terms of, you know, that whole spectrum, traditional, contemporary. And then he went back the next day, and he interviewed the pastor, you know, because of all the questions that came into his mind, you know, sitting through a traditional Lutheran worship service. So think about that. If you wouldn't be familiar with all the things we do, you know, when to stand, when to sit, when do you say this, when do you say that. And then this was a beautiful older building that, you know, was stained glass and the narthex, and that's where they started. And Matt asked this pastor about being here in the lobby, and he said, well, we call this the narthex. And so from there it began, you know, trying to tell an outsider about the LCMS. And as I said, it was fascinating because here we have a committed Christian man. And he's walking through the sanctuary asking this pastor what everything means. From when they walked in the narthex and the different stained glass, and for how everything is positioned, how certain things are built a certain way that has meaning. And by the time they got up to the altar area, the pastor who was talking did some kind of a gesture or whatever, you know, I think it was just a kind of what he does with his hands. And Matt said, what does that mean? And he said, I was just moving my arms. But by the time they had gotten up here, though, he was led to believe that, my gosh, everything is thought out. It's all purposeful. It's all meaningful. And, I mean, he was truly taken in and thought, this is great. And the pastor said, you know, ultimately everything is about Jesus here. It's all to remind us and point back to Jesus. And the guy said, yeah, I get that. But then in his kind of inquisitive way, I guess, he basically said, it seems kind of complex. And I found that very interesting because here we have a man who is a committed Christian and genuinely wants to know about the LCMS, in particular, Lutheranism, and what we do, why we do what we do and all of that. And he's kind of confused. Now, there's a part two to the video which hasn't come out yet. This came out on Thursday, like I said, Reformation Day, and I haven't seen it yet, so I can't wait to see it. But he's going to ask him follow-up questions about other things that he became confused about, concerned, or I don't know, whatever, questions. And I thought, well, it's great. This video has been very well received. It's got 45,000 views so far, and I thought, this is awesome. I hope a lot of people watch this video and learn just how wonderful the LCMS is, our church is. Then I also had this thought. Now, don't get me wrong. I love our Lutheran liturgy. I love our Lutheran tradition and all of that. I love it. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. But then I started to think about somebody out there who has no church background. Somebody who's not a committed Christian and willing to go and ask questions and all of that. And then I think about that person either walking by or driving by, and can you just imagine what they're thinking? I wonder what goes on in there. And then I take that further and I think there is a great divide. A huge divide between us in here and people out there. And I think we are called, I know we are called, to bridge that divide. We are called to be bridge builders. Now, I know I didn't come up with this whole idea of thinking about our faith and so forth in terms of bridges. I mean, it's been out there and talked about in various ways for a long time. But it struck me in just a new and fresh way this week. We're called to be bridge builders. First Timothy 2:5 says, "For there's one God, one mediator between God and mankind, the man, Christ Jesus." See, first of all, Jesus is our bridge. He's our bridge between us and Almighty God. And we know that that chasm and that divide is way too wide. We can't get across it ourselves. Jesus is our bridge. And we're grateful and thankful for that faith we have and for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. But it can't stop there. We're called to be bridge builders as well. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." Doesn't that sound like bridge building? We are to bridge the gap between people and Jesus. Now, I don't know why, but it's the mission he gave us. And it's a privilege to be a bridge builder. And he uses us to be bridges between the lost and himself. It's an incredible, incredible privilege. You know, I share it a lot, but you know my favorite saying, our tagline here. You know, I love this tagline. Mount Hope is a place where guests become friends and friends become family. What a statement. Then what naturally follows is, well, how? I say we do that by building bridges. We're bridge builders. With people who don't know the Lord, people who've walked away, whatever. We build bridges. And how we do that is through relationships. It's by getting in there and walking with people. Getting in there with their hurts and whatever they're going through. Being Jesus to people. And nowhere do we see this better exemplified than in the LWML. You know, the Lutherans Women Missionary League is a great example for us of bridge builders. And I want to share with you some words from the website, the LWML website. Think about bridge building as I share these words. Beginning in the 1850s, women of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod started local auxiliaries to meet the needs of people, mending clothes, equipping hospitals, establishing schools, developing convalescent and retirement homes, assisting orphanages and residences for people with disabilities, gathering clothing, furniture, food for indigents, and funding mission endeavors at home and abroad. Building bridges. Living out this faith. The theme this year for the LWML Sunday that we're doing today is faith like a mustard seed. You see it on your bulletin covers. As I thought about this message, like I said, and I don't know, whatever reason, I saw that YouTube video that just captured my attention this week. I like to think about mustard seeds and insert bridge building instead. And President Dean Nasty was largely involved in creating LWML Sunday, the worship folder and all that for LWML Sunday. He wrote these words about the LWML. Again, think about bridge building. What a model they are for Christian discipleship. If our congregations are the soul of the LCMS, if our pastors, workers, and missionaries are the beautiful feet of the LCMS, if our seminaries and our universities are the mind of the LCMS, if the Lutheran Hour Ministries is the voice of the LCMS, then the LWML is the heart of the LCMS. The women of our church have taught us what it means, I would say, to be bridge builders. He said mulberry tree movers or something to that effect. Bridge builders. Think about the example that they set for us, the LWML. One of the most powerful tools is such a seemingly little thing, and I bet you've seen them, the little mite boxes. It's an amazing story, you know, based on Luke 21. Remember the poor widow who came in and gave 2 copper coins? And Jesus said, I tell you the truth, that she gave more than anybody with vast riches. She gave all she had. It's amazing how the Lord has blessed giving what is seemingly so little in those mite boxes. It's unbelievable. Millions of dollars gathered through just change, little coins gathered in these little mite boxes. Mission grants and doing bridge building all over the world. The Bible verse for the LWML Sunday, the full verse is this, Luke 17:6. Jesus replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you." Think about our faith, which gets rocked and seems so little at times. It's enough because of who it's based on. And so as we think about that faith and we think about the example of the LWML, I just want to challenge all of us today to be bridge builders. So many ways we can do that. Let's start first with the LWML. Fill those mite boxes. Or just set them around your house and, you know, you get a little change, you find it on the floor, whatever, just throw it in there. And it's unbelievable what that accumulates to. Fill those things up. Second, if you're a lady here and you're not involved in our LWML, I would say get involved. What a great way to be a bridge builder. And it's just not dealing with the mite boxes. It's through relationships. It's through serving, giving to others. It's just a great way to be a bridge builder. And then next, to broaden, I guess, our scope a little bit to think about all of us, I would encourage you to get involved with our IFC here, our International Friendship Center. Pablo Ministries. It's a ministry that the LWML does and has supported in the past with their mission money. But what a great way to get involved and be a bridge builder. Our International Friendship Center is doing great things. Pray for Nader and Georgette daily. Pray for the ministry. And then I would encourage you to get involved. It's just incredible. I was there on Wednesday morning for a couple hours again, and it was just amazing. People there from Iran, India, Russia, Chinese, Asian country, I believe, represented. What a great way to do actual bridge building. And you don't have to sit there and, you know, like talk about the Bible or whatever. You just come and be a friend. Be a friend. Be a bridge builder. Two specific areas that I would like to ask somebody to prayerfully consider for our International Friendship Center. Two specific ways. First of all, on Monday evenings, 5 o'clock, we could use a sewing instructor. Someone to come in and help teach sewing and just sit there and visit and sew with people. Consider that. And then the second is Wednesday. Wednesday at 10 o'clock, we could use child care, some child care help on Wednesday mornings. And then also, like I said, just come. If neither one of those would fit your gifts or your ability, whatever, come and check out the International Friendship Center. It's a great, great bridge building ministry here for us. So as we close today, I just want you to think about the words that we heard about from Jesus. Jesus, our one mediator between us and the Holy Father. Think about Jesus, our bridge. And then think about our responsibility as bridge builders, ambassadors for us here, where we bring in guests through those bridges. They become friends and then family right here at Mount Hope. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We'll receive our